This show is brought to you by ERN. Entertainment right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Buescher, host, and we are talking with Krista Carruthers. She is our senior managing research editor at the Working Mother Research Institute, and we have a social media survey that we're going to run down for you. So let's kick it off with 50% of working dads like to post controversial opinions on social media compared with only 20% of working moms. What's that about?
I don't know what it's about, really. Honestly, I think it's, you know, how much of it is that women feel vulnerable online in many ways, and men in ways that men don't. How much of it is that women feel a little more like, I don't know, responsible for the way that, you know, for not embarrassing their families or their children? I really don't know. Unfortunately, it's not something that we were able to like dig into. We didn't have follow-up questions to that one to say, you know, like, what do you like about it? But I think it's just pops out to me and to us around the office is one of these things that, like, anecdotally, you see that happening, right? Men are cool with it. They think it's fun. They'll put up the political posts and all sorts of things, and they like to see what happens, what comes out of it. And, you know, I don't do any of that. I never post anything that could be controversial at all. So I totally fall in line with the 80% of moms who did not say yes to that.
Interesting. Do you think it has something to, does it have something to do with, you know, the fear of, you know, be the backlash and getting engaged in heated debates and the sensitivity, emotional sensitivity?
Well, it might. And I also, I mean, this is not something that we, specifically asked about, but, you know, just, anecdotally, we know that women who post things, controversial things online, especially high-profile women, often get like so dramatically attacked,
skewered,
trolls. Yes. So, and I think that you know, men just don't receive the same kind of treatment. That's much bigger sort of sociological question, right?
That's
we
loaded.
Certainly haven't gotten into. But I feel personally like that probably has something to do with the fact that women hold back a little bit more. But really, like, quite a lot of moms said that they're comfortable sharing their opinions in general. So I think that maybe what that question got at about whether you like to share something controversial is not so much like, are you comfortable saying what you really think? And rather, you know, do you like to stir the pot? Do you want to sort of like be a mixer and rile people up? And so, like I say, we can't really get at the reasons behind it. And it's hard to really generalize, you know, between men and women. But this is how it came out in this survey, that dads like it. They're mixers. They want to stir the pot.
Interesting.
Many fewer moms are willing to do that. But they are, like I say, they are comfortable sharing their opinions on social media. I have to dig up the percentage, but quite a few of them, you know, feel good about that. And really, like, I think 73% of moms just said that they're totally comfortable with, like, their kids reading the things that they post on social media.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was thinking, too, because more than 7 out of 10 respondents say they feel comfortable letting their kids read their posts. So maybe it's that moms are more cognizant of, okay, well, who's my audience and how much controversy do I really want to stir up?
Right. But I think, you know, it's not that moms are not comfortable online, because, you know, they're certainly like using social media. They're posting to it regularly. They're really engaged in social media. But there's just something about the dads in this survey that a lot more of them are anxious to, you know, get people going. So,
well, you know, and kind of another follow-up on that one is you have about one-third, 35% of survey participants agree that they have felt attacked or abused on social media. Working moms are more likely to block an attacker than dads, and yet are slightly less likely than dads to change their social media behavior afterwards.
Yeah, and that is funny. And in fact, of the people who feel attacked and abused on social media, this surprised me a little bit. Among the moms who took the survey, 34% say they have felt that way. They've felt attacked. And among the dads, 45% say that they have felt attacked. So this could be maybe because they're putting out those fun controversial posts.
Right.
I don't know. But it just was interesting to me that more dads than moms actually said they have had that experience. So, you know, it probably stems from being a little bit less like careful or choosy about the things that they post, but also, you know, this perception that, like, you know, women are vulnerable in social media, like dads are getting that even more than moms are, that they're feeling attacked.
Right, but then the moms are more likely to block the people
right.
than the dads are.
Right.
So it's
right.
happening less to the moms, but they're more likely to take action about it than
right.
the dads are. That's fascinating yep. to me. We're going to be back with more right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial. Getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.